Praise the Lord. That was pretty weak. Let's try that again. Praise the Lord. Ooh, I love that. That was awesome. Amen. Praise God. So good to have all of you here on Wednesday night. Amen. Give God a hand clap for Wednesday night. Amen. For bringing you here tonight. And God will not leave you disappointed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you came to the house of God to hear the word of God. Evidently, you're hungry for the word of God and you're hungry to be in God's presence. Or you would be at home tonight sitting out on the couch watching TV. But God knows that you are here tonight. God sees that you are here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. You're seeking God. You're asking God. You want God to direct you. You want God to be number one in your life. You want God to show you tonight. Amen. And so God has got a word just for you. Just be ready to receive what God has for you tonight. Amen. Before I get started in the message tonight, I just want to say, Wanda Phillips taught Sunday night. It was awesome. Amen. Her title was Even If. Have you ever been there? Even If. Stay in peace. It was wonderful. So if you weren't able to be here Sunday night, make sure you get the CD. It'll be good. Won't be as good as the corporate anointing that was here Sunday night, but it will be the next best thing. Amen. So go ahead and get it. Also, I wanted to say that we've been announcing that Sunday night, July the 30th, the last Sunday of this month, we will have the talent night. And we want this to be the biggest and best talent night that we've ever had. So if you haven't signed up for anything tonight, sign up. I encourage you to sign up for something. God will, you ask God to give you something to share with the congregation, and he'll give you something. Amen? Now, I'm going to be painting a picture. I had said last Wednesday I was praying about it, but I am going to be painting a picture Sunday night. And so I hope that that is a blessing to you. I've never done this before, so I had prayed about it, and God showed me what to do. So it's for his glory. Amen. So everything that we do on talent night is for God's glory, no matter what it is. We might think, well, this is so simple, and you know, this isn't going to help anybody, or it's not going to mean anything to anybody. That's not true. It will bless people, amen, and it will help them, amen, because God is going to be here even in our talent night. He's going to be here. He's going to show up, and he's going to anoint you to say whatever you're going to say or do whatever you're going to do. And let me tell you something. After Sunday night service, we got a blessing after most of the people had already left, but little Sky, I'm telling you what, we got just a little taste of what she's going to do on talent night. And believe me, it is going to blow you out of the water. It's awesome. So you don't want to miss that. Amen. There's going to be so many good things going on that night. So just come ready to be blessed. Amen. Now to get into my message tonight. The blessed path. Amen. We all like the blessed path, don't we? The blessed of the Lord path. I'm going to be reading from Psalms 37:23. Verse 23 in the Amplified Bible. The steps of a good and righteous man are directed and established by the Lord, and he delights in his way and blesses his path. Amen. God delights in the righteous man's way. Amen. And blesses his path. I like the good path. I like the blessed path, amen. I like for my path to be directed of the Lord, amen, to be led of the Lord, to be established of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's good news tonight that your steps are ordered of the Lord. Amen. So when we look to the Lord, when we trust Him, amen, we can have confidence. We can be assured. Amen. We can have assurance in knowing that God knows exactly where you are in your life today. Amen. And He is ordering your steps. Now His word is true. Amen. You can count on the word of God. So if He says that He will order the righteous person's steps, then He means He will order the righteous person's steps. Amen. Let's turn to Habakkuk, however you want to say it. You might have a different pronunciation than that. We don't know. Amen. But God, He'll bless it anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. I thought I had Habakkuk, yeah, somewhere around here. Chapter 2 and verse 3 says, "For the vision is yet an appointed time, but at the end of it, it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." Amen. There is an appointed time. Now, we sang tonight about waiting upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Our strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. That was totally direction by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. The appointed time. Amen. Now, we don't know when the appointed time is all the time. Most of the time, we don't know. So what we have to do is pray and trust God. Now, that might sound pretty simple, pretty easy, but waiting on God isn't always simple. It's not always easy. Sometimes we just have to stand by faith, and it has to be a lot of times, it has to be minute by minute. Sometimes it has to be second by second. God, I don't know when this is going to happen. I don't know when this appointed time is going to be. But God, I trust you. God, I'm waiting for you. God, don't let me get ahead of you. Don't let me get behind you, God. But help me just wait on your timing. Amen. Because I want to be on the blessed path. Hallelujah. A lot of times what we'll do is we'll pray. We'll ask God. God, help me. God, help me. Lord Jesus, help me. God, do something. And if something don't change in the next 30 minutes, you know, we're people of faith and power. God, this has got to happen now. Have you ever said that? It's got to happen now. God says His timing. Amen. And when it doesn't happen in our timing, we start working on our own plan. Amen. We start, we don't allow God to work the plan. We don't want to wait on God to work it out. Amen. Because we wanted it yesterday, didn't we? We've got to trust God's timing. We've got to trust that God knows. He knows when to bring the right person. Amen. He knows when to promote you. He knows when to open a door for you. He knows when to deliver you. Amen. He knows how to put the right person in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. That goes back to the trust issue again. It's trusting God. Amen. In Psalm 31 and 15, David says, "My times are in your hand." Our times are in God's hand. Amen. David understood that God had a perfect timing. He understood that blessed path. See, we all have been on that path where we did it our way. on that path where we didn't wait on God, and it wasn't a good outcome. We wish we had waited on the Lord. So David was saying, in effect, Lord, I don't like the situation I'm in right now, but I'm going to wait on your timing. I'm going to trust you, God. Amen? Because I want to be on that blessed path. Amen. But we wanted it yesterday. Amen. But it doesn't always come yesterday. That's not always God's timing. Praise God. But God's timing is always perfect. We want the perfect timing. Amen. The perfect way. Pastor and I pray a lot of times about things. And we'll say, under grace, in a perfect way. See, our way is try to push something. And sometimes we'll even pray certain things over people, and that we'll get them in trouble. But when we say, God, do this under grace in a perfect way, then we're saying, in effect, God, do this your way and your timing. Amen. Psalms 106 and 13 in the Amplified Bible says, but they soon forgot what he had done and did not wait for his plan to unfold. Now, this is talking about the Israelites. God had done many miraculous things for them. But they got to a point where they didn't want to wait on God. See, they wanted it to happen sooner. They wanted it to happen then. They wanted it to happen yesterday. They wanted to know the plan ahead of time. But they didn't want to wait on God. So they did it their way. They did it like Frank Sinatra. Amen. They did it their way. But doing it their way led to a lot of destruction, a lot of problems. Amen. How many times have we been there? You know, we say them old crazy Israelites, they're just always doing everything wrong. I would never do that. I'd never be like them. But how many times do we do the same thing? We get in a hurry. We get tired of waiting on God, and the enemy's telling us the whole time that God's not going to come through, and so we decide we need to do something. Amen. Amen. Getting in a hurry will get us in trouble. Amen. Trust God that he knows what he's doing, that he's smarter than we are. Amen. That he's got more wisdom than we have. Amen. Trust in God. A lot of times we'll pray and we'll seek God. But we'll say, this ain't working out. God ain't doing this right. God ain't doing this when I need him to do it. Amen. And so we go to plan B, which is us. We try to force things to happen. We try to manipulate things to happen. We try to beat the door down. God, I've got to have this today. God, I've got to do this today. But God's saying, wait on me. Wait on me. Trust me to work this out. Trust me to do it right on time. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the truth anyway. Hard or easy, it's the truth. It's the word of God. When we ask God and trust him, we don't have to do all that. We don't have to do all that struggling. We don't have to do all that beating the door down. We don't have to do all that frustration. Amen. We don't have to try to make things happen. Praise God. When we trust God to do it in His timing, His way, then things will just fall into place. Amen. And it'll be at the right time. Something we've all struggled with. Something we've all faced. Amen. We've all been there. Amen. All of us, we are all in the same boat. But God's not ever too early, and He's never too late. But God is right on time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When we ask God and trust Him, He'll order your steps. Amen. He'll put you in that blessed path. Amen. When we take our hands off of it, when we take our doing and being busy and working it out and all these things that we do to try to work it out, when we take our hands off of it, then God will start to work. Amen. And what God starts, He will finish. What He starts, He will finish. Amen. When you ask Him and trust Him, amen, He'll work it out under grace in a perfect way. Let's turn to, I'm going to be reading out of the Message, so you can turn there in your whatever translation you're using tonight. Matthew 11, 28 through 30 says, "Are you tired? Worn out? Burned out? Come to me. Get away with me." Hear that again. Get away with me. We'll get away with our bills. And we'll be pulling our hair out. We'll get away with our issue. We'll get away with our problem. And we'll ponder that thing. And we'll ponder it some more. And we'll meditate on how big that thing is. We'll meditate on how impossible it is. We'll meditate on how hard it is. God's saying, get away with me. Get away with me. Amen. Get away with Him. And you'll recover your life. Amen. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. See, God's got a life of victory for you. He's got a life of overcoming for you. Amen? He's got a triumphant life for you. But then we get away with our problem. And we forget to get away with our God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the truth anyway. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a rest. And it says, I'll show you how to take a real rest. Right. Amen. Hallelujah. Could you use a real rest? Yes. Hallelujah. Only God knows how to give a real rest. Right. Amen. We'll get in front of the TV and think that we're getting a rest by all the trash and the junk and the negativity that's coming over the airways. And we go to bed and wonder why we don't have peace, can't go to sleep. We were worried before we watched TV. Now we're really worried. Now we know just how bad it is. Now we know just how bad it can be. You know it's the truth. Listen to this part. Walk with me and work with me. Woo! That's powerful. Walk with God and work with Him. Woo! Glory to God. Work with Him. We've got to give Him something to work with. Amen. Glory to God. Watch how I do it. Ha! Huh. God, you mean you can do something with this mess? God, you mean that you can open the door for this? God, you mean you can turn this situation around? God, you mean you can work the impossible? God, you mean you can do miracles today? Today, God, you can do it today. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Hallelujah. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Hallelujah. Keep company with Him, and you'll learn, amen. Keep company with Him. See, we keep company with our issue. We keep company with our problem. We keep company with it from the time we open our eyes in the morning to the time we close them at night. And then all through the night, we'll keep company with those things. And we'll forget, oh yeah, I need to pray. How many times have we done that? Pastor and I, we'll be talking about a situation. We're like, whoa, we need to pray about this. I could have had a V8. Amen. I think y'all have heard somebody say that in here before. Keep company with Him, and you'll learn to live. See, He wants you to learn to live this way. Learn to live this way. To live freely and lightly. We give too much place to the fears, to the worries, to the doubts, to the things that we see with our eyes, to the things that we hear with our ears, to the things that we feel, touch, to the things that are going on around us. God's saying, whoa, 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 get away with me. Come away with me, amen. Get away with me. Keep company with me. Hallelujah. He has a blessed path for you. We've got to learn to live that path, to live that way, to live freely, and to live light. God did not ordain us to live in heaviness, to walk in heaviness. That's not of God. God wants us to live free. He wants us to live light. You know, He says in His Word, to be as little children. Come to Him as a little child. See, we want to come, always come as the one that we know what's best. We know how this situation needs to be dealt with. We know what needs to be done in this situation. We know. But God's saying, give it to me. Trust me. Keep company with me. Trust me to work it out. Trust me to do it in my way, in my timing, in the perfect way, under grace, in a perfect way. Those rhythms of grace, walking under those rhythms of grace. When that heaviness comes on you, no, I'm walking, I'm learning, I'm walking in those rhythms of grace. Grace carries me through. Grace helps me. Grace gives me the strength. Grace goes before me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Unforced rhythms of grace. Quit trying to force things to happen on your own. Quit trying to work it out on your own. Quit trying to figure it out. Amen. Spend more time with Him, because when you're in His presence, amen, in His presence, there's fullness of joy. In His presence, there'll be lightness. In His presence, there'll be life. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't have to struggle. We don't have to fight everything. We don't have to try to make everything happen. Amen. When you trust God, you can relax. You can rest. You can have peace. Amen. That's what God wants for each and every one of you. A life of peace. Rest. We can rest knowing that God is busy at work. While we're in His presence, He's busy at work. Amen. Working on His plan. Working things out in His way, under grace in a perfect way, in His timing. Amen. On our behalf. We can rest knowing that God is ordering our steps at the right time, at the right place. Amen. And you will see the manifestation. Amen. You will see the manifestation at God's perfect time. When you give it to God and leave it in His hands, you'll be amazed. You will be amazed at how God works it out. Amen. You will be in amazement. How did that happen? How did God do that? How could it have been so simple when I have tried so hard? When I have worked so hard? When I have worried so hard? Amen. That's why it's so important to meditate on the Word of God. Just like it says in Psalms 1 and 2. Meditate on the Word of God day and night. Day and night. Amen. Because when we meditate on God's Word, we can stay in peace from God, this is what I need. This is my situation. From amen to there it is. From amen to manifestation. Amen. We can walk in peace. We can walk in peace when we keep the Word of God before our eyes, in our ears, and in our hearts. Amen. That we have to replace those fearful, worried thoughts with the Word of God. Because God's Word is truth. God's Word is truth. God's Word is power. God's Word is wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to end with this scripture tonight in Psalms. Psalms 27. Psalms 27 and verse 14. It says, wait on the Lord. I think that has been a theme tonight. From praise and worship all through the message. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. God, how can I be of good courage? Don't you see what I'm going through? It's not our courage. It's God's courage. Amen? Our trusting in Him. Are believing that He's working on our behalf. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you ready to give it to God? Amen. Are you ready to learn those unforced rhythms of life? Amen. Are you ready to learn how to live in freedom and to be light? It's not a good place to be weighed down. It's not a good place. It's not a good feeling. Amen. But the answer to that is so simple. Get away with God. Get in His company. Let me read that scripture one last time. Matthew 11, 28 through 30 in the message. Are you tired? worn out, burned out, come to me. Get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. I'll show you how to take a real rest. A real rest. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Amen. Give God praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just want to speak over you tonight. Hallelujah. Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every person here tonight. Father, I ask you, Father God, to help us to learn, Father God, to walk with you, Father. Help us to learn, Father God, to walk freely in your presence, God, in your way, Father God. Help us, Father God, to learn how to walk lightly, Father God. Those things that weigh us down, Father God, help us, Father, just to cast those things over on you, to trust you with those things, Father God, and trust you to work those things out, Father God, under grace in a perfect way, in God's perfect way, in God's perfect timing. Father, we thank you, Father God, that you are so loving, so caring, Father God, that you, Father God, just do have done everything that we have need of. You've already taken care of it. You already took care of it on the cross 2,000 years ago. Father, we give you praise for that, God. We give you glory for that, God. And Father, we make a commitment tonight, Father. We make a commitment to get away with you, Lord. To get away with you and to trust you in every situation of life and every heaviness or every care that we might be carrying, to just cast it on you. Just give it to you, Lord, that we can live freely and that we can live lightly. God, I thank you that you meant that for me tonight. You meant that for each and every person in this service tonight. Father, you meant that for each and every person that will hear this message. This is for each and every one of us. Father, we give you glory, God, that you care for us. Father God, that you love us, that you care so deeply for each and every one of your people, each and every one of your children. Father God, and all we have to do is get away with you. Just keep company with you. And we'll just watch and see how you do it, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not through. Glory to God. 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 We're getting away with you, God. We're getting in your company tonight. Father, we're getting into your company. We're pressing through. We're pressing through that worry. We're pressing through that stress. We're pressing through that fear. God, with the praise offering, a sacrifice of praise. Amen. A sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's the great I am. He's the everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. He is the Majesty on high. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Glory to God. Glory to God. He changes not. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. I don't understand what's going on. What's Pastor Sharon doing up there? She's pressing through. Amen. She's tearing some things down. Amen. See, we got to press, praise our way through. Hallelujah. Praise our way through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel like jumping for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Yes. Glory. Woo. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! Yes! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Put us some music back there, some something lively. Yes! We're coming to life tonight. Amen. The devil didn't want you to. He wanted you to stay down. He wanted you to be worried. He wanted you to be afraid. He didn't want you to come in and get free. He didn't want you to come and get light tonight. Amen. You came in heavy, and he wanted you to leave heavy. But God said, that ain't going to be the way it is. Amen. It ain't going to be that way. Amen. Amen. It's coming off. It's coming off. Shake it off tonight. It's coming off. Hallelujah. Yes. It's coming off. Glory. Glory. By faith. By faith. By faith. Glory to God. Shake it off. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah.